For the past year, residents of Akron, Ohio have been thinking about what their city sounds like. Using an app devised by MIT engineers, the people of Akron collected audio samples from their city, and tomorrow night, that sound will be turned into music. From Here and Now contributor WCPN, David C. Barnett reports that the Sounds of Akron Symphony isn't what you might expect.
When 35-year-old composer Clint Needham was hired to put together the Sounds of Akron project, he figured it would be easy.
Even when you say something like the sounds of the city, it's something stylized, like it's on a TV show. Car horns and traffic and people shouting, and it's maybe New York City, right?
Or maybe Paris. George Gershwin famously brought the sounds of a city to the concert hall in his 1928 composition, American in Paris. 8 decades later, MIT professor of music and media Todd Machover created a way for composers to incorporate actual urban sounds into their works. He tried it out 4 years ago with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra and refined it last fall in collaboration with the Detroit Symphony.
From the mire and murky loam, blot and black with dusky soil.
Symphony in D created an orchestral portrait of the Motor City using concert musicians, poetry readings, and sound files of assembly lines, the din of traffic, even the lapping of the Detroit River, all uploaded by area residents. And this past year, as the Akron sounds started coming in, Clint Needham says he had to toss out the symphony he was brewing in his head.
The preconceived sounds that I had in mind, those really industrial city sounds, especially with Akron, it was hardly about that in terms of what the people submitted.
The sounds submitted by Akronites run the gamut from a wood thrush in a city park to a kid jamming away on a rubber band to the sound of a baby's heartbeat. Jesse Thacker of West Akron took the assignment of capturing her nightly neighborhood train very seriously, armed with her smartphone.
I tried to catch the sound for at least a week and a half. Like, I would never have my phone near me when the train was going by, or I just didn't get it quick enough. So one day I finally, I was just waiting around, basically, and grabbed my phone and I ran outside. I just held it up into the air and managed to get a good enough sound.
The Akron Symphony had its first rehearsal of the Sounds of Akron last night. Its conductor Christopher Wilkins tasked to blend the submitted recordings of urban noise with concert musicians imitating city sounds. Wilkins says that's part of a more recent tradition.
It's mostly a 20th century phenomenon that composers would have been interested in capturing some of the sounds of the city, like car horns. I think it wasn't considered appropriate material for art. You know, each generation has its own idea of what's appropriate.
Tomorrow night's program of Akron music will be preceded by a selection from Gustav Mahler, a composer from a previous generation who incorporated the sounds of everyday life into his work.
He, of course, also famously said that the symphony must embrace everything. It must represent the world.
The train that runs through West Akron every night at 9 o'clock is a regular part of Jesse Thacker's world. And even though it freaks the dog out, she says she doesn't really mind it.
The sound of the train is kind of our sound of our home.
And tomorrow, other citizens of Akron will be listening for their own sounds of home, coming from the concert stage. For Here and Now, I'm David C. Barnett.